O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O light of dawn, O rosy glow, O light from light all ages show, your beauty and the martyr's fame, that gains us pardon from our blame. The heaven's porter and earth's sage, the world's bright lights who judge the age, one wins by cross and one by sword, and life on high is their reward. These are your princes, happy Rome, their precious blood clothes you, their home. We praise not you, but praise their worth, beyond all beauty of the earth. One love, one faith, twin olive trees, one great strong hope filled both of these. Full fonts in your matched charity, pray that we may in heaven be. Give glory to the Trinity, and honor to the unity, and joy and power for their reign stays, today and through all endless days. Amen. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. You are the chosen vessel of God, blessed Apostle Paul. You preached the truth throughout the whole world. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His beloved. In Him and through His blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are the chosen vessel of God, blessed Apostle Paul. You preached the truth throughout the whole world. Greetings from Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart to proclaim the gospel of God, which He promised long ago through His prophets. As the Holy Scriptures record the gospel concerning His Son, to all in Rome, beloved of God and called to holiness, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. They bore witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and preached it faithfully. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. Isti sunt duae olive et duo candelabra, lucentiante Dominum, habent potestatem claudere caelum nubibus et aperire portas eius, quia linguae orum claves celi facte sunt. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respectit humilitatem ancile sue, et jenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, timensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Isti sunt due olive, et duo candelabra, lucentiante Dominum, habent potestatem claudere caelum nubibus et aperire portas eius, quia linguae eorum claves celi facte sunt. The Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In faith, let us pray. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You once called Simon the fisherman to catch men. Now summon new workers who will bring the message of salvation to all peoples. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You calmed the waves so that your followers would not be drowned. Guard your church, protect it from all dangers. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gathered your scattered flock around Peter after the resurrection. Good shepherd, bring all your people together as one flock. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You sent Paul as apostle to preach the good news to the Gentiles. Let the word of salvation be proclaimed to all mankind. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gave the keys of your kingdom into the hands of your holy church. Open the gates of that kingdom to all who trusted in your mercy while on earth. Lord, come to the aid of your people.
Pater noster qui es in caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Grant, we pray, O Lord our God, that we may be sustained by the intercession of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, that as through them you gave your church the foundations of her heavenly office, so through them you may help her to eternal salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat,
et ad vitam perducat aeternam.